Learning tonight, I want to dedicate. Fun, it's good.
Sure.
Start off.
Okay. I want to dedicate to all the chevra that couldn't be here tonight because they're involved in their lulude chol. They have different bechinas tomorrow.
Shemira.
Or at some point, the Torah that we're going to keep the Aura of Torah going. And I want to dedicate specifically because you'll learn through this Torah, you'll decide whether it was the right decision or not. That's up to you. You'll see after learning tonight. I didn't say pro or con. I'm just saying you'll decide. Bez Hashem. You know, we often speak at this table about the importance of Amelus B'Torah. Of not just learning Torah, but Amelus B'Torah. As there is nothing probably more important to one's existence as an Eved Hashem and Ben Torah, specifically in Galus and Chutz Laretz, as we are, than Amelus B'Torah. It's what keeps us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways. Lo Aleinu, unfortunately over the years, I've seen all too many Talmidim that I feel so close to, people that I feel so close to stray from who they were because lo aleinu, they weren't connected to Amelus B'Torah. It's that simple. Because with all the beauty of a Seviva of Yeshiva and a Seviva of Eretz Yisrael that's so mechazik us, if we have to live in Chutz Laretz and not live our lives in Yeshiva like most of us don't have that ability, through Amelus B'Torah I'm connected to Rabbono Shalom no matter what, and without it I'm not. It's really that simple. We quoted earlier tonight with the Chevra, the seniors, the famous Chazal, the Deluchos that we'll be receiving Bez Hashem in Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Torah, Bez Hashem is Baruch, in Mamish less than 2 weeks from tonight. Mamish can't wait. This is our last Thursday night shiur before Shavuos. Next Thursday night will be Zoycha to be. We'll all be Zoycha to be in Eretz Yisrael, Bez Hashem. But either way, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Luchos says that they were chorus, they were etched. The Asaras Adibros were etched into the Luchos. The Chazal say famously, as we all know, Al Tikri Chorus Al Cheres. Our Torah is what gives us freedom. Our Torah is what keeps us alive. It gives us the ability to be have a sense of Geula even in the midst of Galus. As we know, the Chazal teach us as well, Gemara and Kedushin, that we've quoted so many times here, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Leitara Tavlin. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzahara that's nagging at each and every one of us, that wants to get to us, wants to convince us not to follow Torah mitzvahs properly. And the only answer, the only remedy, the only antidote, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, is Torah. Only through Amelus B'Torah. The Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that Achar Me'ev Esrim, we're going to be up in Shemayim, and Machnis in Adam Ladin, Amar Rava, B'Shosh Machnis in Adam Ladin, toward the bottom of Lamed Aleph. We're going to get up to Shemayim, and we're going to be judged. Each and every one of us are going to be judged. It's going to be Judgment Day. Omrim Lo, they're going to say to him, first, Nazeh B'Nazeh B'Amuna. Most people understand that, did you do your business in an erelich way? But it could be, did you grapple and strengthen your amunah b'Hashem? A little bit of a deeper pshat. First and foremost, maybe is amunah b'Hashem. But as well, for sure, is our amunah and proper erelichkeit in our worldly manners. And right after that, kavata itim l'torah. Kavata itim l'torah. Did you set aside and make permanent, serious time to Torah study in your life? And that means every single day, not just in yeshiva. It means Shabbos Kodesh, it means Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it means Ben Azmanim, Kavat Yitim Torah, and it means one day when you're working and you have so many responsibilities with children B'Shat Toiva and a wife B'Shat Toiva, beautiful things, Kavat Yitim Torah. It's not a Chermes Vesim to say Kavat Yitim Torah when you were learning Chveis in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. That's not what the question's meant to be. It's your whole lives. No matter what you're involved in at any moment. Kavati itim Torah. We have a similar Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Zayin Amin Aleph, the Amar of Hamnuna, Ein Tchilas Dino Sha'adam Nidon, Ella al Divrei Torah. The first judgment is going to be al divrei Torah. The first judgment is going to be on our Torah learning. If that's the first judgment, vada, we have to work on and make sure that we're being amal b'Torah and kavati b'Torah in the proper way. But we have to ask ourselves, sometimes it's hard to judge. What's the shear? What's the amount? Kavati b'Torah, amelz b'Torah shkoyach. But when am I, like, when am I yotzei what I'm supposed to be learning? If I learn an hour in the morning, an hour at night, is that enough? 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night. I'm working 10 hours a day, I have time with my family, my kids. If I learn only a half hour in the morning, a half hour in the begisha yom and v'layla, the board to learn morning and night. But how much? What is the shir? And obviously that's going to change at different points in my life. When I was in yeshiva, after all, it might be I should have been learning 12 hours a day. What's the shir? When do I know? When should I feel confident that Achramei Vesrim, and I'm going to have that din, which is the first din, Al Divrei Torah, I know I'm good to go. I did what I'm supposed to be doing. We know when it comes to mitzvahs, we have a shir. When it comes to mitzvahs, we generally have a shir. Chesed, Shlul Vesrim, I pick it up in Yotze, I don't have to pick it up six times during the day. What's Kovati Lan Torah mean? So first of all, we have a Ran in the Dorim. The Ran in the Dorim says, Chayiv Odom Lilmod Kol Hayom. If I stop there, it's very, very scary. If I stop there, it sounds like we all have to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Dikki Yidin from Brachos, Lavin Ham and Beis, and sit and learn Torah Kol Hayom. But the Ran in the Dorim adds two more words. Chayiv Odom Lilmod Kol Hayom, a person's obligated to learn all day, Lefi Kocho, according to his ability. According to your ability means at different times in your life, you have different abilities. When you're a ninth grader and you have other desires and you're not yet turned on to learning in the way that hopefully we are now, so maybe means an hour a day. Maybe just a half hour a day. And when you're in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and it's the most conducive environment and you have no other responsibilities, maybe it means 12 hours or 14 hours. And when you're working, it's a different amount. It's Lefi Kocho. And it's according to your particular ability and your sviva and your environment and your situation. But that the hard part is to be honest with oneself. The hard part is to be honest with yourself. Because to say, I'm not capable anymore because I have so many other responsibilities. And I'm in college and I have a final and I have to study. Maybe, but could you have not studied a little bit every day maybe until now and then you'd be able to sit and learn? Maybe. Be honest with yourself. Or you can say, I'm pissed. Let's say, forget about the final. Forget about that dogma. You say, I no longer could study. I can no longer learn Beretzifus, Basmad, Bameilus 3-4 hours straight. I just don't have it in me anymore. When I was younger, I had it in me. When I was in that environment, I had it in me. I don't have it in me here. I can't go 3 hours straight. I can't go 2 hours straight. 1 hour tops. 1 hour tops. But then, Echvesnus, you have a final in Lamud Echol, some big accounting test that really does that, and the night before you cram and you learn and you study. Actually, I don't even want to use the word learn because that's what we use for Torah. You study 5 hours straight. You don't leave the library 5 hours straight. So you show that you're able to sit 5 hours straight. You're able to put in time and energy and effort 5 hours straight. You know what that does? It tells you you can do the same for learning. Don't rationalize. Don't lie. You're soyser, it's atzmo. You're contradicting yourself. You say, for me to learn now, since I have chvesnisht, I have so many other responsibilities, I'd have to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning and learn 6 o'clock in the morning for an hour, hour and a half, chvesnisht. I can't wake up that early. I'm not a morning guy. I can't wake up that early. But then you have a big job interview and you're up 5:30 in the morning, pumping and ready to go. So what does that prove? When it's important to you, you're able to. So too should be in Torah. What's more important than Torah? The Berach Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, he explains in a piece in Kedushin, piece of Zion, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a sheer both in Zman, how much time you're supposed to be learning, and also in the amount, how much you should learn. What does that mean? I mean, on one hand, v'gisabo yom v'layla, you should be learning day and night. That's a time shir. But there's another shir. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says, Gemara in Kedushin that lamed, Tanarabba, the last line, Tanarabbanam, v'shinantam, shiodivrei toira mechudadim b'ficha, shim yisha l'cha adam davar, al tekam geim b'tamarlo, ela omer lo miyad. Shinemar, and it quotes a pasuk. It's the next page already. The Gemara Kedushin says that our Torah learning should be so clear to us, all our Torah learning, that mamish, if someone asks us a question, something that we learned, it should spit off our tongue instantaneously. We shouldn't fumble even to have to think about it. It should be so clear. It should be so clear. You ever go to Reb Chaim? You ever go to Reb Chaim and you see people asking shayles from Reb Chaim and it's just... He's very quick with what he doesn't say much in the answer, but he's very quick in answering. Kain, lo, whatever he says, but immediately it's with b'li sofek, b'li machshava, because he's so one with his Torah, it's mamish just slips off his tongue. So Reb Baruch Ber tells us this in our chiyuv and our shir of limud Torah. One hand, there's a chiyuv to learn as much as we can, like the Ranta v'Gita b'Yom V'Layla, but there's also chiyuv to be holding in Torah. And if I'm not, that means I have to chazur again and again and again. Non-stop chazara. Oh. Okay, we could continuously and go on and quote source after source of how important it is to study Torah and be amal b'Torah and put in tremendous time and put in tremendous effort. This week's parashim b'chukosai te'ilechu shetiyu ameilim b'Torah. Shetiyu ameilim b'Torah. Toiling in Torah. Which is the source, it's a starting point to all the bracha that's going to come. And the starting point to all klala is that you're not Amal Torah, Ayin Rashi. But of course, on the other hand, on the flip side, there are times in life where it's okay not to learn Torah. L'chachila, we should be Amal Torah all day. But we have responsibilities. The Gemara and Bracha, Staf Lamehayim Abayz, says the Machloikids, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimba Yechoi. And Rabbi Shmuel and Shimba Yechoi, he's Mamish of Malach, as we know, and he's Mamish on a different world, a different veldt, as we've spoken about, and that was like Boimer. And he's Lomo Kolayom, don't worry, it's all going to be good. But Rabbi Shmuel says, Haneg behem minag derech eretz. Together with your Torah study, you have to live a normal life. You have to go to school and earn a degree and have parnasa and support a family, and that's lechavchila. That's okay. And what's the Gemara say? Har b'lasuk Reb Shimon v'lo also b'yada. A lot of people try to be like Reb Shimon and things don't work out. In other words, it's vada, it's okay, and it's lechachila to be, for us, at this point in our life, to have to go and to support a family, and to have a job, and at that time, it's not just that we're doing nothing wrong. We're completely potter. It's more than that. I was reading in the Sefer Atar Lamelech, from Tom says, not just we're potter, we think, oynes drachmane patre, because I'm doing this. These are mitzvahs. To support a family, to support your wife, to support your children is a mitzvah. And you should think about like that. Not just a patur from Talmud Torah. I'm involved. You think about mitzvah, patur, and a mitzvah. I'm involved in the mitzvah of taking care of my family, the mitzvah of taking care of my children. It's an achrayas for us. So how do I weigh that in and weigh that out with my Talmud Torah then? When I have my other responsibilities, when I do have a big test, and when I do chvesnis, I'm one day going to be working, and time with family, which are all, we're saying, not just a patur, it's mitzvahs. Of the mother, and the geese, and the boy, and the lailish, the amel, and the toiro, chayiv adam lima kol hayom lefi kocha. So I saw a story this week, in the Sefer Atar Lamelech, from a palm. And our mamas can't stop thinking about this story all week. This story is not a story. This story is a Torah. You know, some stories are stories, and some stories are Torahs. Some stories are nice, are fun, are exciting, and it's cool, cool ending, some big neis, some big miracle, and some stories are mamish Torahs. At the schus, Baruch Hashem, shouldn't have been forcing this too loud, but no, a little surprise for my daughter.
But at the schus, it's right here. At the schus to finally finish, as we spoke about, finish Lag BaOmer, the second sefer on Shemos. Schus, the second sefer that hopefully Beis Hashem deserves to put out. I made my daughter a copy. And the Chevra knows from the first sefer that one of the things I tried to do to make it something a little different and to be mechazik da'olam is every Torah and every parasha after an essay on the parasha and chizuk on the parasha ends in a personal story. My hope is those stories are not just stam stories and I tie them in. To me, those stories are Torahs. The stories are Torah. What is a Torah? Torah is from Milashon Hora, it's a teaching. Some stories are nice and some stories are Torah. This story is mamish a Torah. Listen to the story. It's Mamash Torah. There was a big tzaddik in the previous generation, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. Rav Henkin. And Rav Henkin was once brought, he was once going to meet with a Rav who was the Av Bezdin in Stopitz, Poland. You know where that is? Somewhere in Poland. I don't know. That's where it says this town was. Stopitz, Poland. And he gets to this town. You know where this is? You've heard of it. Okay. He goes over there. Misnagd? Okay, we can still tell the story. It's okay.
Okay.
It's a Torah. Oh, very good. So he goes to this Rav, this Av Bezdin of Stopitz, and he gets there, and there's a young Avrei who's waiting to meet with the Rav also. Never saw this person before. Henkin introduced himself to him. Henkin was already a big chash of a Rav. He sees this young Avrich. He says, Shalom Aleichem, Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. What's your name? Avram Yeshaya Karlitz. Avram Yeshaya Karlitz. Young man. So Henkin is looking at him, they're talking to him. No, what do you do with yourself? Yeah, I'm a chenvani, I'm a merchant. Now, Lameisa, those who know, the Halakha Chazanish wasn't a merchant. His wife ran a little grocery store, and he sat and learned all day. But Anav that he was, I'm a merchant. I'm a chenvani. So Rav Henkin looks at the Chazanish, Mamish has this young man, never met him before, doesn't know who he is. He says, Nu, so, as if imagine like talking to a young kid, Nu Tzadikal, so are you Kavati the Matayra? Kavati the Matayra? Listen to what he answers back, the Hilul Chazanish, to Rav Henkin. He says, Kishi yesh panai loimdim. When I have time, I learn. Ki yesh panai loimdim. When I have time, I learn. Now, to the Chazanish, that meant kol hayom kulo, 16 hours a day. That's how much time he had. But kishi yesh panai loimdim. Rav Henkin, after that, is called in. The Rav was ready to see him. He walks into the Rav, and he asks the Rav, the Av Bezdin, he says, who's that outside? Him? You'll see, he's going to be very mamish, very big stuff. And the Rav tells Rav Henkin that he needs to leave to go to Russia for a while. He called in this young man to ask him if he'd take over as the Rav while he's gone. The Halakha Chazanish. The Halakha Chazanish, Kishi yesh pnai loimdim. When I have time, I learn. Das is the chiyuv of Talmud Torah and Amel B'Torah. Meaning what, Chevra? Understand and understand this well. Vad the chayv at the moment called Yom Kikocho. And vad that we're going to be judged Tchilas Dino on Torah. And there's nothing more important to our spiritual success in this world. But vada, there's other achrayos, there's other responsibilities. And when I needed a school, I needed a school. And when I need a work, I need a work. And when I need to spend time with my family and your wife, vada. But when you're not doing all those things that you have achrayos, what are you doing? When you, kishiyesh pnai, what are you doing? Kishiyesh pnai, that's when loimdim. That's when we have to be learning Torah. And that's what we're going to be judged on. When if the hour I have free day I'm learning, the Rabban Shem is going to judge Kilo all 12 hours I was learning. But if that 1 hour wasn't learning, we're going to be held responsible then for all 12 hours. And we also have to make sure and be honest that we're not doing more than we have to when it comes to Lamudei Chol, when it comes to work. The Chelik HaChach HaChavetz Chaim, the Chelik HaChavetz Chaim used to say, This is going to sound like a Harif type of line. In the modern Orthodox world, people aren't going to like this. But the same modern Orthodox Jews are sitting and learning his Mishnah Berurah. They sit and learn his Mishnah Berurah, but the Musar from him, they're not going to like such a line. His Mishnah Berurah, I'll take the Mishnah Berurah. Say for Chafetz Chaim.
Oh,
Chafetz Chaim. Say for Chafetz Chaim. Also, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Lashon Hara, I don't know if I'm ready for that one. Mishnah Berurah will take. But listen to what the Chafetz Chaim says. He says, Bezeach apecha toicha lechem. Bezeach apecha toicha lechem. The necessity to work, the necessity to have to earn a parnasa, was a curse of Adam HaRishon. It was a klala. The plan originally was, Hashem's going to just support us and take care of all of us with no need to work. It's Bezeach apecha toicha lechem. It's a klala. So Chafetz Chaim is saying, you have to be mahadrin in the klala. You have to be mahad in the klala. You want to put more time into the klala? You want to put more time than you have to into the klala? So you're going to work 16 hours a day, 14 hours a day, 12 hours a day? More and more and more. So you have more money and more money and more money. So you're choosing voluntarily to be involved in klala. Hashem Yirachem. What we need to do to earn a decent parnasah, of course. But anything more than that, kishyesh p'nai loimdim. We should be learning Torah. Pour me a little bit. Problem is, Emma, sometimes we just don't feel it. Sometimes we just don't feel it. Sometimes we have time. Elamaisa, I'd rather sit back and watch the Chbesis, the Cleveland Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. I'm not a Navi. Everyone knows that's what's going to be. We could have said that at the beginning of the NBA season also, Chevra. Anyone who would have put down their money on that, I assume that the bookies wouldn't even give money for this bet. I mean, the only bet you could do probably this year was who's going to win the finals. As far as who's going to get into the finals, it was a million to one. Meaning the only chance could have been if a bunch of players got injured. So that's it's all Sheker, of course Sheker. So what happens? I'm just Lameisa, I just don't feel it. I know it's important. I know I'm supposed to. I know Shkoyach Rabbi. Thank you for telling me I'm supposed to learn when I have free time, basically. That's, to sum up Shir until now, when you have free time, you should learn. Shkoyach. Thank you. If it's so precious, why are we not using all our time for learning? Hanechemadim mizav umipazrav misukim mitvash v'noy v'tzufim. Right, you remember years ago, Rav Shor, Rav Waxman, I'm sorry, Rav Ryan Waxman, if you weren't there, you've heard the recordings. Hanechem Adimizav. That's what 2006? Azra Vumisukim Yidvash Vinoifetzufim Hanechem Adimizav. It's more precious than gold. Umi pawa wazrav, umi suke midvash, vinoi fesufim. And David Melch tells us what? Toivli alfei chesavizov. Toivli toris picha me alfei chesavizov. You learned the piece yet, Yona? Tremendous, no? Toivli toris picha me alfei chesavizov. The Torah of your mouth more chashav than all the gold and silver.
Moitze shol rav.
Moitze shol rav. Alright, very good. So what's pshat? If it's so chash, if it's so precious, how can there be times we don't want to? Chafetz Chaim has a mashal. Chafetz Chaim says, imagine a country appointed a new king. And the new king wanted a beautiful crown. You can imagine like Donald Trump wanting something like that. I'm a little bit surprised he doesn't wear a crown, you know? I could see him being the first president to wear a crown, you know? No? We can all see that. Wait, watch this. Someone will hear this and tell him and he's going to get a crown, you'll see. In our world, everyone we know is connected to Trump somehow. It's a crazy world. So what did he do? He sent two people, two of his vavodim, with tons of gold and jewels. Apparently there was an artist who lived a little bit far away who was known as the greatest artisan, and he could make this amazing crown, to go and commission him to make this amazing crown. And these two guys traveled with gold and silver and diamonds and gemstones. And they bring it to him and he works and they have to stay there for a couple weeks till, and they're ready. Mamish is crowned. Oh, what a crown. You never saw a crown. And they're traveling back. On the way back, they pass a village of farmers. And they want to have a little bit of fun. So they pull over. And they ask the farmer if they would trade, this farmer, if he'd trade his yoke on the ox for this crown. And the farmer says to him, I'm going to trade you my yoke for the crown? I'm going to trade you my yoke for the crown? Of course not. It's a nice crown, a beautiful crown. But what am I going to do with the crown? So I'll wear the crown. It's there at the crown. This yoke is the source of my parnasa. This yoke is the source of my sustenance. How am I going to have food and farm the food without this yoke that helps me? Of course I'm not going to trade you. And these two avadim are thinking, what a fool. What a fool if he only knew. They couldn't stop laughing. Because if he had this crown, he could go and sell the crown and buy 10,000 plows. But he's so nearsighted and so mamish living in his vacuum of what's important to him at that moment that he can't see beyond that. What's so much more chashuv. I quote this line, I think about this line all the time from an old song by Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. In the song, you know the song, Avraham Neil? Yeah?
I don't listen to music.
You don't listen to music, it's Sphere. After Sphere Wall, you hold the whole thing for music? I didn't know Ariza holds such a thing. No, you know, so you think you could tell. No, Chevra? You wanna know? It's a big niggin. So in that song, there's a line. And they sing, we trade a walk-on role in the war for a lead role in a cage. We trade a walk-on role in the war for a lead role in the cage. I'd rather be living this lead role in a cage, involved in all my taivas, all my temptations, and nice cars, and nice clothing, and the chvesnish to all the temptations that I give into. But ultimately, it's shackling me. I'm a slave to it all. But I feel good. It's a lead role in a cage. Or I can have a walk-on role in the war. I can be in the war of Avodas Hashem, of Torah. It's so much more chashuv. I'd rather have a lead role in a cage. Crazy line, if you really think about it. If we were mechazik ourselves and we understood how precious Torah is, if we understood how amazing Torah is, ha-nechemadim izavim v'pazrav, toiv li Torah spichim al v'chazav v'chasef, then I wouldn't... When I have free time, that's what I'm going to run to. I have the opportunity, of course I'm going to run to it. Imagine that whenever you had a free, you have to work all day, but whenever you had a free second, you'll have to go into a chvestish, an otzer full of gold coins and grab as much as you want. You're not going to jump in every time you have free time? Of course you will. Here's the Halakha Masechtas Ksuvos has all the gold coins in the world. So jump in it when we have free time. So first of all, we have to understand how chashuv it is. Remember how chashuv it is. K'yishayesh lipnai loimdim. When I have time, I'm going to learn. That's my chiyuv. Zeu. Don't overthink it. That's my chiyuv. When I have time, I'm going to learn. Are we doing that? V'adav, other chrayas, that's fine. It's beautiful. K'yishayesh lipnai loimdim. But secondly, to build the ahava. The Nefesh Chaim explains, I remember this idea, but I didn't find it. I was looking today, trying to find it in Nefesh Chaim, I couldn't find it, but Atar Lamelech Rav Pam brings it down in his piece on Shavuos, that if you sit and learn Beretzipas, it will build a Lishma in your learning as well. You don't want to, you don't feel the connection to Torah, just sit and learn. You learn for an hour straight, for 2 hours straight, you're going to be connected to it. You're going to have a Lishma. You're going to want to connect to Torah. So first of all, to be mechazik ourselves in how precious and chashuv Torah is. But second of all, just do it, as Nike says. Just do it. Just get in it. Push yourself. And if you do it, you're going to feel it, and you're going to connect to it, and you're going to know how precious it is. You know, everybody knows, Yosef HaTzadik interprets the dreams of Paro. And he interprets the dreams that there are going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. So that the Mitzrim know that they could store away all the food during the 7 years of plenty. So that they have food for the 7 years of famine. What would have been If Yosef HaTzadik didn't come and interpret the dreams of Paro, they would have had the 7th year of plenty. They would have been living it up, storing nothing. 7 years of famine would come. They'd all be dead. It'd be nothing. Chevra, Yom HaDin one day is going to come. Yom HaDin one day is going to come. And Tchila Zdino, the beginning of that judgment, when we eat Kavati Mon Torah, Al Divrei Torah, did we learn Torah? At that point, it's too late. At that point, you can't store anymore away. And we look back at all the time we had and we could have. And Mamash, we're going to sink into the ground. We don't need Gehenim because it will be enough of Gehenim bad itself. Lo aleinu chas v'shalom. We have to realize now are the years of plenty. Now are the years when I can achieve. Now are the years when I can put into the oitzer, into my storehouse. Ki yesh li p'nai loimdim. When I have time, I have to learn. Whether it's on a train ride. So Baruch Hashem, in this day and age, with technology, even if you're not so good at looking into a sefer when you're on a train or in a car, you listen to a shir. What do we have to listen to? It's a sports radio 24/7. We have shir and we have Vayu Torah. Told Chev, I don't know if I said this yet in Shira, I know I told some of the Chev the story. It's a beautiful. You get Baruch Hashem because of Vayu Torah. You get emails from people you never met that listen to Shira, different questions, different ideas, haras. A guy, Baruch Hashem, a very special person, he emailed me a few months ago. It was a crazy story. Did I tell you the story? Yeah. I said in Shira, I said the story? No, I said some of the Chev. I said, yeah, but this was it was an amazing Siyata Deshmaya. I think I told the Chev, but not in Shira. I don't know. I said it. But it was amazing to add to Shemaya that one day, I have it on my phone somewhere, like 1:30 in the afternoon, I get an email from parents of a senior this year if I would be willing to write a recommendation for their son for a scholarship for Eretz Yisrael. I didn't respond to the email. I didn't say yes yet. I didn't anything yet. I happened to notice the name on the response who I'm going to supposed to send it to, who's in charge of the scholarship, is a guy, Merrill. Okay? Mark Merrill? Mark Merrill. Okay. Fine, but I didn't do anything. I was in the middle of something. I didn't respond. I mean, I was going to say yes, but I just didn't do it yet. So the parents, about 2.5 hours later, maybe 3 hours later, I get an email from a guy, Mark Merrill. So I didn't open it up. At first I say, oh, wow, the parents must have told him I'm doing it even before I agreed. What's going on? I open up the email. Doesn't mention scholarship. It's just an email that he's sending me, a personal email, nothing to do with his scholarship. And he writes a whole long thing, how he used to be in the car and listen to different whatever could be on the radio. And now Baruch his car radio broke. So now because of that started listening to Vayu Torah. And somehow he found my shiurim, and it was such a beautiful, really beautiful email of Akar Satov and how much he's gained. It was really, really, really special. It meant a lot to me, personally. But it was just crazy. And later I texted him or emailed him, I don't remember exactly, got in touch with him or called him to ask him if he knew anything about me. And writing, he didn't even know what I was talking about. It was just mamish, yeah, it's such hashgacha the same day. It was everything's the Rabbi Nishalom. Everything's the Rabbi Nishalom. But what did this person teach me? Mamish, I myself, when I'm in the car, I'll listen to sports, I'll listen to some music. They told me, what am I doing that? I could, Mamish, use that time, Yeshli Panay Lomdim. I could use that time to learn Torah. I'm driving, so I can't be looking in a sefer. Okay, but I could listen to Shirim, and I could be learning during that time. Kishi Yeshli Panay Lomdim. That's what Mark Merrill taught me. It was very, very special, Baruch Hashem. And that's each and every one of us. When we have time, we have to be learning. When we have time, we have to be learning. And that's what the din is going to be on. The din is not going to be, did I learn 12 hours a day? Did I learn 14 hours a day my whole life? In fact, it's probably going to be auster for you too. When you have children and you have a wife and you're not going to take care of them, you're not going to support them, you're not going to spend time with them. But when you have the time, are you learning? That's our shir. That's our measurement. That's what the Heilige Chazanish taught us. I read a story earlier, I'm touched by a story. Just happened to open up to this story. Well, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good like that, you know? I mean, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good like everything. Don't get me wrong, but like, it's amazing when you're working on Torah and fun to connect to a story. There was a Yid, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmuel Finkler, the Radishitzer Rebbe. He was in Petrikov. It was during the war, during the Holocaust, and he was mechazik the whole Welt. He was non-stop people coming for Eitza, people coming for Chizik. Non-stop. And first in his house, and then in the ghetto. He's coming for Shiloh, he's coming for Chizik. And then he was in a labor camp. And in the labor camp they'd come, and he was the Rebbe of the labor camp. When they got to the labor camp, as we all know, the Nazis stripped you of all your possessions. And people came in with tefillin and tzvarim, all gone within the first day, obviously. Right when they go to the showers, it's all thrown on the side. We've all seen images, some of us have been there. Somehow, this Rebbe, this Yid, he was able to keep with him a Maseches Brachos. It was half torn up, but he had it, a Maseches Brachos. And every single night, after 14 hours of back-breaking labor, he would give shir on Maseches Brachos, surrounded by Yidden. And he had such a mind, and on the Gemaras he'd remember verbatim other Gemaras, and Rishonim, and Achronim, and Mamash gave in-depth shiurim in the camp. After hours of back-breaking labor. I'm going to read you from the story at this point. One day as the Rebbe sat down to give the shir, the door burst open and the kapo stood before them with the commandant. As the Rebbe looked up, he stared at the commandant. Der Yid learnt alamol Torah. The Jew learns Torah all the time. The kapo screamed in an accusatory manner. But at the very same time, the Rebbe realized that he had discovered the reason and purpose for our nation's existence. The commandant asked the Rebbe if the accusations were true. The Rebbe proudly responded that they were. Every day they gathered together to learn. There was no denying the truth. Then we will never defeat you. And just like that, the man who was responsible for the deaths of so many turned and walked out. They all looked at each other and silently thanked Hashem for the miracle that just occurred. And if nothing had happened, the Rebbe continued the shir where it left off. Each and every one of us has to understand that the reason and purpose of our existence is Torah. The whole world is dependent on Torah and our lives is dependent on Torah. And we see from this story, Mami shares Yidden after 14 hours. And they have one Gemara and one Rebbe. But suddenly at night, they were exhausted. And they had every excuse in the world. But suddenly they realize, but Yeshli Panai, the one thing I have is time. I have some time now. What do? Laimdim. We're going to learn Torah. And keep the world going. And therefore we'll never be defeated, as the Nazi himself admitted. It's during final time, it's when you're in the middle of a big case as a lawyer, in the middle of whatever it is, and then suddenly, okay, you have a half hour, yesh lupanai, you could chill, you could relax, loimdim. That's our avoda. Chevra, we're getting less and less days for our chana for Shavuos. What greater way to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah and the Hilgiyat of Shavuos than take these days and be amal b'Torah, to toil in Torah, to push ourselves in Torah. That tzchus will be zoichet in Kabbalah Torah, Bez Hashem HaTzparach, B'Kedush of Tara, and be zoichet to revitalize our relationship with the Torah, revitalize our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be zoichet to Simcha and Baruch Hu.
Amen, amen.